This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Take this job and shove it. I don't know how you do it, Super Don. We have a story we're opening the Robert Scott Bell Show today with that lives that one out loud. It was like an episode of Ron Burgundy? What's it, the newscaster? What was his movie's name? Remember Ron Burgundy?
That would be the Anchorman.
Anchorman, yeah. Right? Yeah. So this is a scene straight out of Anchorman. Happened in Alaska yesterday, or very recently. And, you know, there are a lot of reasons that people will quit a job. Not every time do they quit and do it in such style and such fashion and such a violation of the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, I think it's called, something like that. We're not going to violate it because Super Don has bleeped out the expletive. But I think it's worthwhile noting that there are people that are getting fed up. Not that it's new. I mean, you remember the movie Network, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. A lot of folks ask the question, how is it possible that like 90% of the people aren't there yet?
Right.
For various reasons. Plenty of reasons. And of course, I would encourage you to take some homeopathic stramonium if you're mad as hell. I understand that you're not going to take it anymore, but you know, I don't want the anger to be too destructive. But this anchor from somewhere in Alaska, it was one of our oldest affiliates up there in Alaska.
Anchorage.
Yeah, Anchorage, right?
Anchorage, Alaska.
This woman's name, Charlo Green. I love her name, Charlo Green.
Right.
That's very cool, especially with the concept of the Green Revolution.
Green, name of Green. I mean, that's perfect. Mm-hmm.
It relates to the reason that she quit. Now, it's awkward because she gave no notice except on the air. And if you can imagine the other anchors going, what do we do? I'm not good without a teleprompter. Not sure what to do here.
In fact, I would say that's probably one of the better parts of what it is she did. And you'll hear this because we've got the audio from this, that she just does this. And the reaction by the anchor sitting at the anchor desk is just priceless.
It's priceless, right? So I think we got to let it roll. By the way, we've got lots to do. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Raja Bittar will be with us wherever he is. We've got some news about Rob Schneider and State Farm as well, but that's coming up. Right now, how do you quit? How do you walk off the set when you're a teleprompter news reader? Although this was a news reporter, I don't think she was one of the talking heads, but she was on camera at this moment.
Now, everything you've heard is why I, the actual owner of the Alaska Cannabis Club, will be dedicating all of my energy toward fighting for freedom and fairness, which begins with legalizing marijuana here in Alaska. And as for this job, well, not that I have a choice, but I quit.
What? I quit?
All right, we apologize for that.
What do we do?
We'll be right back. Meanwhile, the Vote Yes on Hume campaign held a fundraiser last night with Gary Johnson, the CEO.
Right, we'll be right back, but no, we're not. But we're on. Keep going. It's a panic.
And if you haven't seen that, you got to see the video because it's just awesome. It's just awesome. She just walks right off the set, and the other anchors are sitting there like,
What do we do? You find out how good they are at improv. Not so
right.
good.
We'll be right back. But no, actually, we won't.
Right. The most awkward part of newscasts are like when they have those segues where they get to do something silly with each other. Right. And you know that just like in that movie Anchorman, behind the scenes, they are hating on each other. Because it is just like you're making little cute comments, and it's like, how disgusting is that? But here's, you know, the reason we're covering this story is because of the Green Revolution. It's because of cannabis, hemp, medical marijuana. This woman had done a series of reports, evidently, up in Alaska, interviewing a lot of folks on the issue of the freedom to access and grow the plant.
Right.
And she got so fed up because she saw the anti-movement funding the news, the slant in the news to try to claim that this plant is a dangerous drug, it's addictive, and she had had it. And her life's mission had switched at that moment. Kudos to her. And she acknowledged, I am now the head of this organization to try and promote the freedom to do that. And it's interesting because in Florida they got the Amendment 2 coming up in November, and they have to get 60%. They're, you know, it's vacillating between is it going to pass or not, despite the fact that 90% of Floridians evidently say they would, yeah, sure, let's have medical marijuana. And so this woman just says, enough, I've had it. This is garbage. I'm walking off, and I'm going to dedicate my life to doing the right thing here. And so, look, kudos to her. Follow your bliss. I think it's time. You know, life's too short to be working for the man, right, all the time in violation of your personal convictions or freedom.
And like you said, kudos to her because, I mean, what a great way, you know, if you're trying to really make a point as to what it is you stand for and what you're doing. I mean, she quit right there on the air, and then she turned around and posted an Indiegogo campaign to raise, you know, $5,000, not a lot of money. I'm sure she'll get it, especially with all the fame that she's got from what she did on the air. And she's going to use that money to go back to campaigning for marijuana legislation. So hats off to her. Absolutely.
Incredible. All right. Well, if you've got comments on anything about the show today, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. The links are in the notes. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 6 days a week through GCN, our syndicator, Natural News Radio, and around the world on many outlets, including UK Health Radio that rebroadcasts, and Epic Times, thanks to Jerry Doyle. Yep. And by the way, Jerry is really putting it out there because I blasted the Obama administration last week about the whole setting up health clinics in Africa. You know, I basically said this is a gift to Big Pharma. If you want to see that, super, I don't know if we have it linked up in the show notes, but you can blast that out as well. But right now I want to transition, switch gears real quick to Rob Schneider. He has been an outspoken advocate for the families of those who have been harmed, injured by vaccines, the children. And he's a dad. He cares about this deeply. We've had him on the program before. And he's a very intelligent guy. And he doesn't suffer for fools on this subject. And he's been speaking out. He's been very vocal on Twitter. And he also, of course, as an actor, sometimes gets hired to do advertisements. One of his characters was the guy. What was the guy that said, making copies, Chip, making copies? Did they have a name for that character? I don't remember.
You know, there was. I'm trying to remember what the name of that character was.
The Copinator. I don't know. But anyway, it's been 20 years since he did the character. But State Farm, the insurance agencies all try to one-up each other. When we talk about creative commercials, they are some of the funniest commercials, I admit. Although the health insurance that they are covering is not holistic necessarily. But he's doing this thing. They're going, and it's the discount double check. It's 15%. I don't know which one it is anymore. But he's in there doing it, and suddenly now there's a campaign by the food what? Not the food.
You know
bay,
what? It's something else. It's somebody who's trying to counter the food babe. They call him call themselves the Chow Babe.
The Chow Babe. And they're basically saying organic food nonsense, right? They're standing against because they have science on their side. There's no science that says pesticides are bad for you. Monsanto is your savior. And if you don't believe that, you know, we're coming against you. Like, we're going to make fun of the food babe. And so this same group, whoever they are, the scientific quackbusters that claim the mantle of science, actually it's the religion of sci-fiantism, are now going after State Farm and Rob Schneider. And evidently, and I don't have a definitive, and you could find this out, Super Don, in the next hour, if they've actually fired Rob Schneider over this. But they've actually put out a campaign, a video campaign, to try and get State Farm to fire him because, oh my gosh, Rob Schneider has a dangerous opinion. A dangerous opinion. Yeah, that, how about that? Score one for free speech. They don't want you to hear any opinions that are a danger to whom? They're going to claim it's to kids, but the real danger is to Big Pharma, big government, and big media. We'll get into that. But let's hear some of this audio from the group that's trying to have Rob Schneider fired from the State Farm ad campaign.
Amusing advertisement, except for one thing. Rob Schneider is a vocal opponent against vaccinations, claiming they kill and cause permanent injuries.
Wait a second. Actually, they do. That's not that's actually accurate. How over $2 billion has been paid out to families of vaccine-injured children, you dodo-head food chow. This is the kind of nonsense that they want to spout against Rob Schneider, who's speaking out, daring to speak out, in defense of these children who are harmed in this way. What do they say in continuance?
Diseases that were once all but eradicated are starting to reappear at alarming rates.
Because of Rob Schneider. The diseases are coming back! Never mind the fact that the vaccines weren't responsible for eradicating them.
Thanks to a single fraudulent debunked study, it's time to make a stand.
Oh, it's not. It's now they're blaming Andrew Wakefield. The single fraudulent debunked study, which wasn't fraudulent and wasn't actually debunked because the head of that study was completely exonerated. But never mind. Let's see what else they say about Rob Schneider.
Let State Farm know you don't agree with endangering public health.
Well, you don't agree with endangering public health? Okay. All right. Let's okay.
After all, State Farm provides health insurance, and nothing insures public health more than getting vaccinated.
Really? The thing that insures public health is getting vaccinated? Injecting your children with mercury, aluminum, aborted fetal tissue, formaldehyde, and other adjuvants? That's the best you got?
If you have a State Farm policy, contact your agent and demand that someone who publicly states dangerous opinions...
Whoa! He publicly stated a dangerous opinion.
Dangerous.
What are they going to do? Tar and feather him? Are they going to crucify him? This is supposedly claim we're the anti-science crowd because we raise questions about the science of vaccination, and they're going after Rob Schneider in this way. You know what I say? Go to State Farm and tell them you're going to cancel your policy if they fire him. Find somewhere else to go. Uh-huh. Because Rob Schneider is doing yeoman's work. He's doing an amazing thing by standing up and speaking out in ways that are unpopular, that are dangerous to the status quo, not to the people, not to the children, who are then not harmed because they ask the questions necessary to protect them from experimental vaccinations. That's right. Every one of them is an experiment. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got to talk NFL when we come back. Peyton Manning is really happy about Colorado's cannabis laws because his pizza place is really doing well.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
During the month of Pinktober, the NFL has teamed up with the American Cancer Society and their campaign, A Crucial Catch, where you can catch the players, the coaches, and referees all wearing pink products on the field. The NFL is also selling pink merchandise, where a percentage of the proceeds go towards breast cancer research. However, we found that only 8% of that actually goes towards that research.
Wow, 8%. That's really good. I mean, can you imagine if you're the NFL team and you only won 8% of your games? I think they throw you out of the league.
Yeah, or fire the coach. How many players would work for 8% of their salary?
Right, 8% of your salary. That's it. and of course, it's Pinktober, and I've warned you all. I'm not going to boycott. It's just silly at this point with the NFL, but they're going to wear pink just like they plan. October Breast for the Cure Month, Cure for the Breast Month. What are they calling it? It's Pinktober. They're pink washing.
Yeah.
Pink chicken. Pink everything. Pink hormones. Pink mammography scans. Right? The promotion, where they're going with this. Now, with all the problems they've been having of abuse of spouses and abuse of children within the players, and I'm not saying every player is like that, but you think that they wouldn't also abuse women with Pinktober. And I'll get to the reason why I think their program is an abuse of women. But first and foremost, the big is Crest toothpaste. That's did they just pull out of the...
Kind of a high-profile retreat. You got Crest, basically Procter & Gamble, Okay. I believe.
They pulled out. Why? Why? Because of the bad publicity of the players?
I don't know. Actually, you know, the thing is apparently Procter & Gamble has been supplying the Football League with pink mouth guards for the October event.
They're not going to have pink mouth guards?
Oh, man!
Yeah, exactly. No, how are they going to get by without that? I don't know what they're going
to
do. Listen,
I
mean, this is
the black and white ones, I guess.
You know, we needed to go to an audio clip here because there's a spokesperson for one of these like American cancer societies that never, never, ever want to cure cancer because to do so would put them out of business.
Right.
And of course, it's in the charter of the American Cancer Society. If they ever find a cure, they will immediately fold up shop. So you know what their motivation is. So let's hear from Lynn McMaster answering questions about this charitable donation of Pinktober.
This is the graphic we've had, and this is from Business Insider that did that piece, which is why you're here to respond to that. They say 50% actually goes to the retailers, 37.5% goes to the manufacturer, only 8.01% goes to American Cancer Society Cancer Research, and the rest goes to the NFL and for administrative costs. What's your sense of that breakdown? If you're asking me, is it an exorbitant amount of money that goes to these organizations? No, I think they're making reasonable margin on them.
Off the camera, she said, 8.01%. They assured me it wouldn't be over 5% going to this stuff. You know, that's what I'm talking about here. 8% of all of the pink washing.
Reasonable margin.
These companies are raking it in and giving very little to what you think they're giving it for.
Robert, it's a reasonable margin that they're making. You know,
it's reasonable. I mean, let's ask an NFL player how reasonable this is. We got a man on the street interview from RT, and I think they asked one of the players about what's reasonable.
What percentage of the proceeds from the NFL pink products are going towards breast cancer research?
I'm not really sure.
No. What percentage do you think would you expect?
At least half.
At least half.
At least half.
Would you be surprised to know that only 8% is actually going towards the research?
That is kind of shocking. That news to me.
Yep, and every one of these NFL players is going to be wearing pink. I want to see the protest of the NFL players. I'm not wearing pink socks. I want to see the referee say I'm not going to throw a pink flag. 8%? Really? Now, if you go to another group that's probably starving and hungry for some money here, they might have something to say about that 8%.
NFL is making billions of dollars off of pink ribbon products, and we would like to see the money that they are spending on their marketing campaign to reach out to women actually go to do some good for the women that they claim to care about.
I mean, that's a reasonable thing to ask, isn't it? To expect.
You think so?
I would argue that, you know, if they threw 50%, they're going to throw it into what? Ionizing radiation, chemotherapy, gene scanning, things like that. And that's why I say this pink ribbon campaign is abusive to women, because it promotes the use of ionizing radiation and squishing of breast tissue, creating the very thing that they're trying to detect here. And so I'm not a supporter of any pink washing campaign at all. I am a bit sorry that the NFL players will not have pink mouth guards. I know. They're bummed, too. Well, hey, when we come back, if you want to talk more about the Rob Schneider thing, we can. Ebola updates galore. How do you stay safe on an airplane in this era when all bodily fluids are going to be treated as infectious disease agents? Right? We got that and a whole lot more. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Batar will be joining us as well. Check it out. Links are up. And the phone number, 866-939-2355. Back after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My logic comes.
You hear that? They're getting smart around the world. They're on to you, New World Odor Eaters. That's right. That was Black Diamond from, they're from Liberia, singing about Ebola being a form of population control. And we, it wasn't it the, a major newspaper in Liberia that basically said HIV and Ebola are manufactured by the CIA and given in vaccinations. And even though I would dispute that concept of engineering these viruses into the vaccines, and not, that's not my claim. The claim is that anything they put in a vaccine and inject you with is not going to be good for your health. And when you couple that with abject poverty, lack of sanitation, sewage running in the streets, water contaminated with microbes that would kill an alien, and then they manifest as what they claim to be Ebola, and now the people are starting to catch on to this. They're starting to see how their land has been raped, how they've been pillaged by globalists in the guise of, we're only here to help you. And many times it's the American government that has been taken hostage by these New World Odor Eaters, what they call them that. Anyway, Ebola update. That's what that is. I think that's, that'll have to be our Ebola update theme from now on, Superman.
I just want to say it's a little bit insightful when you listen to the lyrics of this song, which I just happened to find as I was just, you know, roaming around looking at stuff this morning, that it gives you a little bit of kind of an understanding of why you're seeing the resistance by the people in these countries, where you're seeing them attacking the aid workers or attacking the centers where they've got people quarantined. That, you know, they look on this and they go, you know, this is something that's being created, something that's been put on us. You know, some of the lyrics he says in there, he says, you know, in Asia, there's no Ebola. In America, there's no Ebola. But in Africa, there's Ebola. And he's kind of pointing these things out, right, and that's, you can kind of see where they're coming from, I guess.
No, and it's like that with AIDS. You know, the whole thing of, although they say, well, it's also in gay men in America, but it's really in poor black people in Africa, right?
It came from Africa
because somebody was, like, messing with monkeys. I mean, this is just absolute nonsense.
Right.
And who was it? I forget which comic. I think Liam Sheff has brought that up before. Somebody talked about that. Sex with monkeys, right? Yeah, once you have a monkey, you're never going back. I mean, you're not allowed back in. The human. I mean, that's just not happening.
Oh, dude, monkey.
I know. It's just not happening. So this is the kind of thing that we see at some level of a consciousness shift and an awakening. It's happening around the world in the midst of great disasters, horrible things that we're reporting on as well. But I've been so far out of what I call the toxic, polluted pharmaceutical mainstream on this issue. In fact, I've been even far out of the alternative media in this, because I'm one of the few who are claiming that this is not a novel new virus. That this is just what you can expect to happen when you have people that are being starved over generations, cross-generational starvation, and you don't give them clean water. And then you, on top of that, vaccinate them with heavy metals and other contaminants. And what's going to manifest? Complete cellular breakdown, dysregulation, collapse, bleeding out. And they want to say it's one particular virus. I call BS on that. Mm-hmm. And I have for a long time. We're one of the few places that does that. But anyway, the airlines are now being told that to combat the deadly Ebola virus, right? Mm. Like the deadly E. coli, the deadly H. pylori, name it. It can kill you. You can die of candida if you're immunodeficient enough. And it's never about that. It's never about the terrain. But they're saying that all bodily fluids should now be treated as though they are infectious agents. Now, this is what concerns me greatly about air travel, particularly international now. Because it was just like when the swine flu scare happened a few years ago. I think I traveled to Asia at one point, and I lectured over there. I don't know which swine flu outbreak or bird flu outbreak it was, but they were like, when you got off the airplane in Hong Kong and in Thailand, they would shoot a little air gun at you or infrared gun to take your temperature. And if it was elevated, they would quarantine you, no questions asked. And so you subject yourself to this, and if they pick you out of the line, you're not going to have any defense, because it's admiralty. It's not. There's no defense of your rights at that point. It's about the so-called public health. What is the public health? It's whatever they say it is. And when it's an emergency, There are no rights that you have. They suspend them. Your rights are totally inconsequential to them based on the fear of the germ theory and based on this Ebola that they're going to claim anybody with a nosebleed from being in dry air. You ever been in an airplane for a long time? The air is so dry, just like you go to a desert, you get a nosebleed. They're going to say that's Ebola. And that's the scary part. So what am I going to do? You know, on the airplane, I'm traveling with my silver hydrosol. I'm spraying it in my eyes. I'm spraying it in my nose. I'm spraying it in my mouth. And I'm doing that hourly in an airplane, even if it's a domestic flight. I've done that for years because I understand the air exchange and what's going on there. If you want to modulate immunity, you take your beta-1,3-D glucan, you take extra selenium, you do the things that you can do to strengthen yourself before you get on that plane. Because once you're on that plane, you're just dealing with what you're going to inevitably be exposed to. And if you're strong enough, you know, it's not like they don't have any filtration at all, but if you're strong enough, even if some of it gets through, you are not going to succumb to it. You want to do colostrum, as I said, selenium. You want to do extra echinacea. There are so many things that you can do to boost modulate immunity. And I want to do all of them if I'm traveling internationally. That's for sure. Also, keep your sinus cavities moist, if you will. I don't want you to take the saline kind of moisteners at the same moment you do the silver in the nose because it will neutralize a lot of the active silver. But if you... Let's say you switch every half hour, you do a little bit of the saline, you do a little bit of the silver, you can spread them out in time. You can keep your sinus cavities moist enough that you're not going to have a nosebleed just from dry air. Just giving you some tips for safe airline travel in the coming months or years, depending on how far this goes, until oil runs out. At that point, all bets are off.
Until oil runs out. Right. That's nice.
Hand hygiene, even the hydrosol, the gel, the Sovereign Silver gel is great. I don't want you to use benzyl alcohol or triclosan containing things because they will create leaky hands. So we want to do if you don't have the silver gel, you can actually take the silver spray and take some aloe vera hand gel you can get from Aloe One, put a little bit of that in your hand, spray some silver in there, and then mix it in, and you're going to neutralize a lot of the microbes on your hand without destroying your hands. Another good thing to know as well. Now, there's a pharmaceutical company that's greatly benefiting. You know about these guys, Techmira? We've talked about them a little bit, haven't we, Superdon?
They weren't on the radar for a long time, but they've become something that's been talked about quite a bit thanks to the Ebola virus.
Right? Suddenly, they now are on the map, and their stock is rising. And if you start looking at all the things that are happening, like, oh, look, we've got vaccine trials happening. What has it been, 2 weeks since this announced? Right. That doesn't happen.
Amazing how quickly they just got everything ready to go.
It was like, oops, we just stumbled onto it. We didn't know it was there. It was ready to go. It just happened to be Ebola. Oh, cool.
We just happen to have all of these experimental vaccines just sitting here in the lab.
That's what we're dealing with. And, of course, that's what I said. And if you go to Epic Times, and you'll see I'm a contributor there at robertscottbell.com, you can link through, or just go to epictimes.com, and there's a place where you can click on my picture or scroll down, and you'll see it. Go back, and it's from last week's broadcast, but very to the point on what I said this was. This is a gift to the pharmaceutical industrial complex with side benefits. It's like friends with benefits. The side benefits here are that when you send the military in to set up, in the name of humanitarian aid, health clinics in Liberia, or as Obama says, not just with West Africa, it's wherever it's needed, and we say where it's needed. This is a beachhead for a lot of things, including access to the people for medical care, a.k.a. injectable toxins. Yes, population reduction. And on top of that, of course, you score the bonus of, what is it, natural resources of the people would normally claim and benefit to some degree, except for the corrupt politicians that sell out their people, and that's happened throughout history in Africa and around the world. And that's what this is all about. But there's good news, too. There's good news. There's a story here that Time, the CIA magazine, is saying, Ebola, this is this headline, Ebola is pretty much contained in Senegal and Nigeria. Can you believe that?
I would have just passed over that article, actually, if it had not been for that headline.
It's pretty much contained.
That's like saying, you know what? Yeah, she's pretty much pregnant.
Yeah. I think we've got word from one of her.
It's not.
I know. We've got word from one of our agents in the field about that.
Oh, yes. I remember now. Missed it by that much.
Yeah, get smart. Yeah,
Maxwell Smart is on the Ebola case.
He's on the job. Yeah, we missed it by that much. Remember him? It's pretty much contained. What are they containing? Are they containing the sewage in the street? Have they contained the water facilities that they don't exist there to clean the water? No.
Pretty much.
This is a lie. This is another lie. Containing a disease that isn't even there because it's not the virus. It's the terrain. And it makes manifest the inevitability of cellular deregulation, the genetics, the DNA expelling from the cells just to try to find a way to survive. But that's not considered at all. Toxicology? No. Don't look there because there's no vaccine for toxic poisons. There is chelation, but that's not as profitable. Can't patent that. We might actually make people well. And in turn, they won't be our customers. They're not going to be patients of ours. And, of course, then we won't be able to come in and trick the people of Liberia, of Senegal, of Sierra Leone, of Nigeria, of Ghana, wherever this is going on, to roll up their sleeves or drop their trousers and take these injections and take these drugs that are doing them great harm. Clean water, silver hydrosol. I've seen it firsthand. I know firsthand of the validity and the efficacy of these things that we could do to eliminate these diseases. But again, it's always the vaccine. These skeptic groups are actually hate groups in disguise, attacking anyone who would posit this idea that, wait, it's the terrain. It's not the bug. It's not the virus. So if you get bitten by an Ebola patient, don't panic. Spray it with silver. Take extra selenium. Chelate. Do the things you want. Hey, don't get bitten by an Ebola patient. Don't get bitten by anybody. Unless somebody's giving you a friendly love bite. That's gentle and nice. All right? So, with that, we're going to take a break. And are you hungry, Super Don?
Always.
I think, you know, if you can eat one, why not eat 2,400?
Ooh.
Yeah, well,
I guess it depends on what it is.
What are we talking about? Could it be the cure for Ebola? We're going to find out after this break. Don't go anywhere. RobertScottBell.com. All the hints are there. 866-939-BELL.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You'll have no cares if you walk the lines and not the squares. If you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole.
Watch the donut, not the hole. Burr Alive singing. He's on the charts again. Super Don, you're just finding some great songs.
Burr Alive.
Let your food be your medicine. Let your medicine be your food. Do you think that Hippocrates was talking about donuts or donut holes?
Hippocrates?
Yeah. I mean, let your food be your medicine, let your medicine be your food.
Oh, I see. Watch the donut, not the hole.
I think he was a philosophical dude. He was probably talking about the holes.
Well, who would have thought holes. somebody would be using donuts for a philosophical, example. Watch the donut, not the hole. I love it. It surprised me when I had no idea
the deep philosophy from Burr Lives was that the 1940s or 1950s?
Right around there, yeah.
Of course, that's where food was. Yes, food was still sort of food. You didn't have to say organic. Most of it was, although post-World War II is when they really kicked it into gear with the bomb-making material converted into fertilizer, which necessitated pesticides because it was killing the soil. Right. And then we got Krispy Kreme donuts.
Krispy Kreme.
Did they didn't have them out in Oregon when you grew up in California, I don't think. Krispy Kremes weren't there. It was a southern phenomenon.
Krispy Kreme is not something that's very common here. I think you might find it if you went like to Portland, perhaps.
Right.
But most of Oregon, it's just not a chain that's very common up here.
Right. Hot diabetes now. Do you remember this? You see, the thing is, when I grew up a lot of years in Atlanta, there was one on, I think it was on, Peachtree or Spring, I can't remember. Oh, it's Ponce de Leon, I think. They had one of the first Krispy Kreme things, and you'd drive by, and if it had the sign up, hot donuts now, you wanted to go because they were just like rolling off the conveyor.
Oh, and they just I've had them before. They just melt in your mouth. Yeah.
Right, and they literally, you talk about sublingual absorption of diabetes. I mean, that was it. I mean, total. It's like, oh, you go into this coma state, and it's like, holy tamale. But evidently, you know, they have these tweeting competitions now, like these companies, and Krispy Kreme is no different in the United Kingdom, mm-hmm. where they still, I guess they still have their teeth, but not this company after this. They tweeted the most, this one particular company, and that was the winning company. Do we have a name for that company?
It was 360 Resourcing Solutions was the name of the company that won.
I thought that was the blood sugar level. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 360?
Yeah, yeah. Evidently, they won the prize. They got a box of donuts, 11.4 feet by 3 feet. It contained 2,400 donuts.
Dude.
You know how much...
if you look at this picture,
yeah.
I mean, if you've ever seen a Krispy Kreme donut box,
yeah.
It's just that box just enlarged like 100 times. It's crazy. It's taking four people to try and load this box into a back of a giant moving truck.
2,400 donuts.
In one box.
Donuts.
Thank you, Homer.
When Krispy Kreme sent out the tweet announcing that this company, 360 Solutions, mm-hmm. had won, the company tweeted back a picture of Homer Simpson with his head tilted back and salivating.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, this is why the NHS is going out of business. You understand that? Your National Health Services, you guys and gals listening on UK Health Radio, it's because of stunts like this. And it's funny, the picture underneath it, it has the girl from Wendy's taking a picture of the donut. So the girl from Wendy's.
The girl from Wendy's.
Yeah, delivering. You know, it's like, I'm here from another fast food restaurant to deliver some, you know, fast diabetes. For whatever.
Look at all the donuts. That is just an amazing picture.
You know how much chromium we would need to have the employees of 360 Resourcing Solutions take just to deal with all that sugar? A lot of chromium.
I wonder if they have State Farm insurance.
The food grown variety. Yeah, I know. Hey, maybe we could send this to the skeptics, the hate group skeptics that are going after Rob Schneider. They should eat this stuff for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Do supersize them, you know, on these donuts. All right, what do we got today? We got Dr. Rasha Batar. We're going to track him down and see what he wants to talk about. We do have some questions of the day, one on MS, one on pregnancy. You know, I just found it funny. No, it's not funny. I mean, it can be difficult when you're approached by a couple saying that they can't get pregnant and they desperately want to have children. And, you know, if you're a holistic doc, a homeopath that can help them to get pregnant, you know, you might say, 1 year down the road, I got so many women pregnant over the years. And you're like, what? But what you're really saying is that you helped the women to get healthy enough, the men to get healthy enough, that they actually were able to conceive a child. So we may talk about that with Dr. Batar as well. Stick around if you have a question, live on the air, 7 to 9 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. You can call us 1 to 3 in the afternoon on Sundays. But that's 866-939-2355. In the meantime, tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. And I remind you, till after the news, the power to heal is still yours. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne,
Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.